You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. Get ready to get up, get down, have a party. Why not? It is Wednesday, and we got to get through to the weekend. We have on tonight's show the High Curves, Rec Beach, The Gins, TV Party, Part Time, Jay Retard, and Bad Brains on Andy Land Radio. Have fun. Tonight's your night, kids.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
I know, the High Curves on Andy Land Radio. I'm fiddling with my mic. I'm a little bit drunk. I'm not going to lie. I kind of hung out with someone from school. I'm not going to say who, but they got me a little liquored up on some tequila. And that's a good way to start your Wednesday, in my opinion. I am here with a lovely boy named Michael, who is just studying arts at UBC. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, anytime. I'm just out to grab anyone consensually and bring him in, let me tell you.
It was unexpected.
Well, usually a grab is. We have this thing called Fun Drive at CITR. It's a drag, kind of, you know. A lot of people put in a lot of effort to get the shekels from people. And, yeah, we have a lot of people here that are donating their time, sitting here at the phones, listening, and collecting your money so we can keep the lights on here at the studio and keep us programmers programming. If you want to donate, please donate. It's 604-822-8648. I don't know. We take Union Pay. We take MasterCard, Amex. I don't know. If it's your parents' card, don't tell them. Just wait for the charge to show up on their bill. Just give us money. I need it. Damn it. So there you go. CITR.ca/donate if you want to donate online. That's how the wind blows. That song was called I Know. No, it's by the High Curbs. I got introduced to them by Burger Records, who I love. And I was telling Michael during the break about the music video. Have you ever had a bad day? And first of all, do you drive?
Well, I don't have my full license. I should. I probably should.
I don't even have a license. I've never went in for one.
Yeah, I don't really know how I'm from Toronto. I don't really know how it works in BC, the licenses, but...
I think you're 16, and then you go and do your learners, and then by the time you're 18 or something, you get your full?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have my equivalent of my learners in Ontario.
Nice.
So, that's something.
Are you going to actually go in and get your driver's license?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, you should. Well,
yeah, it seems like a prudent thing to do.
Absolutely. We can drive down. We're new friends, so we can drive down to Seattle and catch a show together
exactly.
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. The music video for The High Curbs, I Know, which we just listened to, is a girl whose day is starting off kind of bad. And she's kind of sad. And then she's in the car. And then the band appears. And the band is singing along with her as she's singing the song. And it is so bloody cool. You got to watch it. We have Pierce Kingan, who actually emailed me this really great new track. It's called It's Bleed Too Long. That is not a mistake grammatically. That is just actually what it's called. Pierce is a kick in the ass. I actually taped him yesterday for Jam Journals. That's going to be coming out in 3 weeks from now because we have some other bands happening. But let's get to some music. And then when we come back, we're going to have more here at the studio with my lovely new friend, Michael. Woo! We love
Yay.
Michael. He's
Woo-hoo.
Fun. There you go. He's studying arts. Why not? It's Bleed Too Long by Pierce Kingan on Andalon Radio.
You say as if you can bleed as I bleed. And you sing which I find hard to believe. Oh, it starts good, man. And it builds.
It's Bleed Too Long by Piers Kingen on Andyland Radio. Kids, we're having fun. It's a banger. I need to get myself a cold beer, and there's no better place to get a cold beer than the Caribou beer fridge locker thing. I don't think there's Caribou in there. What else is in there? Do you know, Michael?
I have no idea, but that's a good question.
Yeah. I need to get some toonies. Do you have any toonies on you?
I wish.
Pick you upside down and shake and get them out. Kids, this is Andyland Radio. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and I don't usually always, schlep the station and everything, because, you know, I like to keep things moving forward. I don't like getting into business. But you know what? I gotsta, because unless I want to, doing this anywhere else, which I would not want to do. I mean, we have such fabulous equipment here, such fabulous people. Good example of that is Michael, who I'm sitting across from. He's blowing me away in places you just have no clue. I'm just like, oh, my hair is just blown back. I love it. But look, let's get to the point here. We have this thing called Fun Drive. It's we need some money. I need some money. We all need some money, some coin. I know you're all tapped out, but if you got a couple of shekels, honey, throw them our way. Call 604-822-8648. We got Ben and Isa.
I see ya.
And look, there's Alex DeBoer. I love Alex DeBoer. If she can hear me, please turn around and wave. Alex, is she waving? She's not waving. Oh, wait, no, there she is. Now she's waving. I love Alex DeBoer. And by the way, she has a fabulous show called Democracy Watch or Democracy Now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's something like that.
If you think PBS is a 10 out of a Democracy Watch, and she's just telling me, yeah. If you think PBS is a 10 out of a 10, her show is like a 50 out of 10. Okay. Yeah. It is so well produced. She's serving you news and politics in ways and places you had no clue they could be served. And she's on it in a big way. And I love her a lot. So look, here's a good example of why you got to donate some coin to CITR. Okay. Because we have great programmers, great people, great equipment, lots of cold beer. And if that's not enough to get you to pick up the phone and call 604-822-8648, then, you have no soul and hope you go to hell. Anyways, next on the show, we have Lost in Thought, a new track by Rack Beach on Andyland Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM. Late last night, the mirror, it played tricks on my mind. A stranger stared into my eyes. My heart sank down like the sun in my chest. I guess
losing all control.
Lost in Thought, Wreck Beach on Andyland Radio. I'm actually just fixing and zhuzhing and adding some stickers to a really sexy Instagram that I would love to dedicate to my lovely friend Landon, who is a guitarist for Wreck Beach. God, he is so hot. Landon, if you're listening, can you please just dump your girlfriend and go on a date with me? Because I'll tell you things. I will hold you in the middle of the night, and I will be there for you. And I will hold you dearly and tenderly close to my heart and just give you all the love and warmth that you've ever needed.
Yeah,
and more.
Landon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Michael's co-signing on this. Okay, you're listening to Lost in Thought, Wreck Beach. Okay, let's hit send and share. Okay, there we go. Yeah, my full attention, Michael. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm joined here in studio with Michael, who is a student here at UBC. He is fun. He is fresh. He is skinny. He's skinnier than me. I need to figure out how the hell you do that. How are you looking so trim and slim?
I don't have enough money to afford enough food.
Well, there you go. Poverty. Yeah. It will make you skinny and sexy.
Oh, thanks.
I guess I just have to become poorer than I already am. And you know what? If you want to know of a good way to become poorer than you already are, honey, give some money to CITR. Call 604-822-8648. Isa. I don't know why I screw up her name. And it's not even a hard name to say. Like, I screwed up Ben's name, and it's funny because his name is only three letters. I'm like, I called him Brandon and what was it? Dan?
Luke.
I don't know. Luke. Clearly, I don't care about anybody but me.
You've got my name right every time. So
well, what can I say?
I'm not complaining.
I'm blown away by your presence.
Thank you.
Let me gaze upon you. Wow, look at you. I'm just blown away. I love it. I was blown away by Lost in Thought by Wreck Beach. I was a little lost in thought Instagramming them, pulling out my phone and getting wild here in the studio. Sexy and unhinged, which I know all you listeners are. So again, big plug, fun drive. Hello, 604-822-8648. CITR.ca/donate if you want to give us some money. We need it at the studio. We're raising money here. It's a yearly fundraiser that we do. So there you go. Look, I don't want to bore you to tears and make you want to drive a nail through the wall with your head listening to my shrill voice or Michael's. So we're going to get to a song. Michael, please. We're going to get to Angry by TV Party. We're going to come back. We're going to dissect a little bit of news together. And then we're actually going to learn a little bit more about Michael on the back end of the show. So there you go. Are you cool with that?
Of course.
We're going to talk Netflix. I want to know what you're watching on Netflix.
Get excited, everyone.
Get as excited as Michael. If you can do that, honey, you're looking good. Angry TV Party on Andyland Radio.
Sadness down a path that I will surely go. And I will follow with steadfastness wherever these tears of mine to flow. Sympathy to soothe my soul.
solitude, and I will rest my head under the light. And you touching others, and me undercover. I know. The time keeps passing by, and I won't be there to see it go. It's self-destructive feedback. It feeds back everything I know. Passing by, and I won't be there to see it go.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
I love our lovely friend, Alex DeBoer. She just came in with some Nanaimo bars. And don't worry, Madeline Taylor, if you're listening, we did not eat those Nanaimo bars in the studio. We went out in the hall. So there you go. I'm joined here with Michael, who I love. He's fun and sexy and fabulous and studying arts for God knows what reason.
Yeah, I don't even know why.
Yeah. So what the hell? Like, why are you just doing arts? Like, okay, what classes are you taking right now?
Okay, wait. Well,
and just so you're aware, this is news, by the way. This is the news segment. This is news.
This
okay.
Is news.
I want to know, why are you studying arts?
Because
at UBC,
because it's very general. I can do lots of things with it. Who knows what I might major in? Philosophy, okay.
Puppetry. You could be a ventriloquist.
Hand motions.
Maybe.
Being on the radio, but who knows what I might major in.
All right, I've had enough of you. Is Ben out there? Ben, can you come into the studio? Ben is out there. He's actually manning the phones. Ben, come into the studio if you can.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's pretending to be on the phone.
Nice.
If you're
one.
Wondering what I'm talking about when it comes to phones here at the studio and people outside, we're doing this thing called Fun Drive. If you want to donate money to the studio, we would greatly take it. We love taking this money and using it to put towards quality programming, quality equipment, and quality beer in the beer machine. That's not true. We do not take your money and use it for beer. But what we do is we take this money and we use it to continue doing quality programming and having good equipment and having people like Ben come into the studio. Ben.
Yay.
I'm joined here with Ben. I want you to be here while I read this news because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that you might know. Yeah, get those headphones. That you might be able to sound off on. Michael has already been briefed on the news. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. People are watching YouTubers study for hours. This is very true, Ben. A type of video called Gong Bang, G-O-N-G Bang, is popular in YouTube. Gong Bang translates to study broadcast in Korean. In Japan, it's known as Bankyu Duga. If you speak Japanese, I do apologize for butchering your language. In the U.S. and other parts of the world, it's simply called Study With Me. It's a type of video in which people prepare for an exam on camera, while other people watch and study as well. Ben, are you going to be watching people study on YouTube? This mic is not on. There we go. Now it's on. Hello. Yeah, wait. No, now it's on. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
There you go. I can hear you.
Well. No, I'm not, because we live on a campus where we can see that every day.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not going to sit and watch. If it's like ASMR style, I'll get into it.
Yeah, is it like a relaxation thing?
It has to be. It's like, what is it? ASMR That's is automatic. Strange.
Just turn the volume down.
No idea.
Anything can be ASMR.
I guess so. Let's hear your ASMR.
You're hearing it right now.
I really am.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's putting me to sleep. All right, let's get into some other news. Wacky but true. Couple tried to save TV as apartment burns. Two people were hospitalized in Germany after they tried to save a prized possession before leaving their burning apartment. When firefighters entered the basement apartment, a man and woman were disconnecting their TV and game system in an attempt to take it out with them. The room already had filled with thick smoke, and firefighters had to tell them to leave the electronics behind and go to safety. The two were treated for smoke inhalation. Ben, Michael, are you going to be staying in your apartment and grabbing stuff when there's fire happening or what?
Nope.
Why not?
That seems like a stupid thing to
okay,
do.
Okay, I'm grabbing my clothes because I got some fun jackets in there. I don't know.
You don't have anything completely irreplaceable that you'd rather... Other than clothes?
Yeah, I got like this amazing leather jacket that I rocked and rolled in for a couple of years. It's from Zara, so it's nothing special. But I did add a lot of patches to it, so it does look kind of unique. It's an Eddie Slimane knockoff. Ben, what about you?
You know, the first thing I'm saving is the cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
You would. What type of cat is that?
Small, tabby.
Yeah.
2 years old.
No way.
Nice and young.
Your ASMR is really getting me here.
Yeah. Name's Bruno. And honestly, I'll say it right here, right now. Hot take. Hot take. If my apartment's on fire and Bruno wants to save the TV, I'm taking the TV.
Okay. Is it a nice TV? Is it like one of those like big sharp 4K things?
No, it's a shitty TV. It's one of those that's deeper than it is wide.
Oh, it's an old one.
Indeed.
Yeah, no doubt. Shoppers leave cash IOUs at Unlock Grocery Store. Recently, some shoppers in Kingston, Ontario went into the Food Basics store and found it to be empty. It was a holiday and technically the store was closed, but someone forgot to lock the doors. Canadians being Canadians, customers who shopped left IOUs and cash behind. Okay, first of all, why are you leaving an IOU? Oh, I guess if they only had debit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
that's weird.
Who carries cash anymore?
I do.
Oh.
I mean,
I take it back.
I do. So, you know, okay, first of all, have you ever had so little cash in your account that you're like, I need to take out all the cash just in case I get a fee or something and then I'm left with like no money? Or what if something screws up and my card? Like, I'm always paranoid my card could get declined. So I always take out money. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
You know, even if I do have like a lot of money in the bank, I still will take out cash because I'm paranoid that could happen.
That's fair.
I don't know. I'm neurotic. Ben, what are you doing with your cash?
I'm leaving it in a grocery store.
Yeah, no doubt. Food. Michael, you're from Ontario. You're from Toronto. From Toronto. Ontario. And you. What is that? Isn't it Explore? What's the tagline for Ontario? Yours to discover. Yeah. Oh my God, get that tattooed as a tramp stamp on your ass. That would be magical. Could you imagine? Yeah, Kingston. That's kind of far from... No, it's 2 hours away.
It's not... It's where Queen's University is in Kingston. So I have to imagine a lot of those people were university students.
Okay,
from Queens.
First, I want to ask you, Queens versus Western, which one's more hype?
I have more friends who go to Queens, so to appease them, I'll say Queens.
Yeah, but really, what do you think?
I've been to Queen's Homecoming, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. So,
would you ever go to FOCO?
What is that?
Oh, my God. It's Western. Yeah, they had their big block party, and it actually got shut down.
Why is it called FOCO?
It's called Fake Homecoming because they used to have it, and then it got shut down because too many people were, like, piss wasted by 7 in the morning.
Classic.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, and I think there was actually a riot. Like, there was, like, 10,000 people, and, like, police had to shut it down. So they started this thing called Fake Homecoming, so it's no longer done through the school. It's just now done through students.
Fight for your right to party.
Absolutely. Ben, have you ever gone to a really wild party in university? I feel like UBC blows for parties. I'm not going to lie.
It certainly does.
Right? Except for, isn't there a frat house somewhere nearby?
A couple.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
that's
God.
Not saying much.
I have such a thing for the Thunderbird hockey team. I don't know if they're hot, but I just love hot hockey bros.
Wearing pads. I mean, you have to see them without pads to make that decision.
See, I like a guy who's like absolutely hella concussed. So, like, and that's the thing. I'm not going to discriminate against mental disabilities. Like, if you're a hella concussed, I'll still date you. And usually hockey bros are, which makes them super hot. Look, let's get to some other stuff in the news. We've got to wrap this up. The City Council of Venice, Italy, has approved charging day-tripping visitors to the city an entrance fee. So basically, if you go to Venice to go check it out for the day, you have to pay a fee to enter the city. What do you think about that? I think in Vancouver, if we did that, we'd make some hella coin.
Yeah, 100%.
Also, shout out. Maybe that's some of that coin could go to CITR. Go to CITR.ca/donate or 604-822-8648 and donate some money. What do you think? Vancouver, should we do it?
Yes.
So simple, Ben. Just like your name.
Three letters.
Yes. Yeah. Huh.
No, 100%. Growing up from Washington, D.C., by the way.
Oh, you're from D.C.?
I certainly am.
Oh, my God. We're going to be playing Bad Brains. They're from... Yeah.
Rock DC, on.
I know. I love.
The closer you are to the system, the easier it is to scream at it.
Oh, deep. Snap. Love it. I'm loving you, Ben. You're so Absolutely. Much fun. Oh, my God. We're going to hang out.
But yes, charge.
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay. So you're from. Yeah. Okay. We can do that. Umbrella Academy. Are you watching that, any of you guys? It's on Netflix.
Don't even know what that is.
Ellen Page.
I've seen the banner thing for it. I haven't watched it.
They got some good promos out. They're really.
Was she in Inception?
Juno. That's all I remember her from. And the fact that she came out as a lesbian, even though I kind of knew that for a long time. But, I mean, it's kind of obvious. Look, I love Ellen Page. I love Netflix. Ellen Page is a real kick in the ass. She's a lot of fun. I'm going to be watching Umbrella Academy. Look, we got to get into some new music. Ben's actually going to, I'm switching up names. He's going to go back and hang out with Icia. Please say I got the name right. Yes! I got it right. Next in the show, we have She Said by the Gins on Andy-Led Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
She said, it's supposed to be in bed. Oh no, things don't feel right in my head. Now I finally know, it's supposed to go alone. Oh no.
The Gins on Andyland Radio. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are a lovely, fun, sexy radio station here on unceded territory, which is, you know, I mean, we're at UBC. We do a lot of fun stuff. We have a lot of fun students. We've got a lot of fun people who are here as programmers who are programming the hell out of the station and keeping things Canadian and fun. I don't know what to say. I'm just like trying to give you a spiel here, okay? I'm trying to sound fun and enthusiastic and sexy and knowledgeable, but you know what? I'm not. It's getting late in the evening, and the music is the only thing that's keeping me going. So, and you, of course. So I don't know what you're doing right now. Maybe you're feeling a little funky and a little bit messed up, but I love you, baby. You're looking good. Look, donate some money to us, okay? 604-822-8648, CITR.ca/donate. If I raise $500, I'll tell you this right now, and this is between you and me, so don't tell anybody. But if I get $500, I'm going to streak the legislature. So for all my friends who are in the U.S., that'd be like streaking your state house, I guess. I don't know. I have a guy here from D.C. His name is Ben. He's fun. We're actually going to talk about music in a sec. But yeah, I'm going to streak the legislature. I'm going to run buck naked. A woman of my stature running across the lawn of the legislature is going to be a sight to see. And you know what? I'm going to film it so you'll be able to see it and know that your money went towards it. Look, donate 604-822-8648, CITR.ca/donate. If you do not do it, I'm going to come in the witching hour. I'm going to find you and I'm going to slap the hell out of you. Look, I'm here with Ben. He's from D.C., Washington, District of Columbia. Fun place, I guess. I don't know. Get over to that mic. Let's hear you, baby. Let's hear you talk. Get over here. Slide on in. He's looking fun and fresh. He has a nice flannel on. So I think he knows something about music. DC scene. Punk. Tell me about it.
Indeed.
he's a man of few words. Are you familiar with the DC punk scene?
Not as much as I should be.
Fugazi, Bad Brains, who we're going to be playing later on.
Henry Rollins.
Yes. DOA.
Yeah, I worked at the, he worked at the ice cream shop I went to growing up.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he wasn't there. He was a little bit earlier than I was.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was like early 80s.
Yeah, let's cross-check this age real quick. But yeah.
He's fun. Well, that's great. Do you like any music here in Vancouver?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Which venues do you go out to, Ben?
If I'm going out to a venue, Redgate's solid. CITR has a lot of connections there. So Redgate's
absolutely.
Solid.
Did you ever go to Stylus Records when they were?
I certainly have.
Yeah. How about, SBC. By the way, shout out to Rack Beach. They're going to be performing a show on the 9th. So I think that's on Saturday at SBC. Smiling Buddha Club. No, Smiling Buddha Restaurant. I don't know what the
Smiling
hell.
Smiling Buddha something or other.
Yeah. Have you been?
No, but it rings a bell.
Baby, you're coming with me on Saturday. I'm picking you up on the bus, on the loser cruiser. We're going to go together. It'll be a lot of fun. We might crack a couple beer. So that's Ben. You really like Redgate, and you really like Stylus Records when it was open. Now it's closed. And
when did it close? I haven't been here for a while.
Oh, no, it's been gone. Yeah, it up and went like a fart in the wind. Michael, baby, where are you going when you want to go out?
When I want to go out in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. Something about the Redgate that Ben just mentioned.
Yeah, you been there? Rolling on M.
This Friday.
There might be a show.
There's definitely
maybe a show.
Yeah.
The Fun Drive finale. There's a show.
Oh.
I can tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Where's that literature? I don't know. There's some literatures that
Milk,
should explain this. What is
y
it?
Y Choir, BB, etc. Right. These are all bands that are going to be playing.
I got a little thing that talks about the community. Nice. Let's see here. Where is it? Kids, if you're still listening, I'm sure you're not, but... here we go. Finale, March 8th at Redgate Art Society. Boom, there you go. Come on in. Don't do some drugs. If you do, I'm not going to say anything about it. But
I'll be there.
Smoke a little weed and bust on up over to Redgate. It'll be a banger of a time. Have a finale, why don't you? Anything else? Any bands that you're really into? Ben?
Let's play some Bad Brains.
Bad Brains? You want to do that now? We're going to do it. No, we're going to do it later on in the show. Jay Retard. He's from Nashville. He's dead, but he is really
That's
fine.
Okay. A lot of people are dead.
Yeah. Kind of like you.
Not yet.
Oh, nice.
Give me a few more.
Kind of like your energy.
Oh, snap.
No, his energy is not dead. He's just really cool. I feel like I could actually listen to you talk for a long time.
Yeah, you should have a show, Ben.
Are you single?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. What's her name?
Dio. Like Ronnie James.
I've never had dead air, but right now I have dead air because my heart's a little bit broken. Look, we got to get to some music. We're going to do Shattered Love by Part Time. There you go. My heart's broken. F you, Ben. Get out of the studio.
Roll it.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. Shattered Love, Part Time, Antiland Radio. We'll be right back.
Shattered Love part-time on Andyland Radio. I'm Andrew Willis.
I love a good track from Burger Records. Let me tell you, Burger Records knows how to deliver. I'm actually going to be going to Burger Boogaloo on July 6th and 7th. It's a really fun music festival that's going to be in the Oakland, area. John Waters is going to be hosting it. So I think that's also pretty cool. The fact that John Waters is like, what, 80? And he is out there like, with a bunch of rock and rollers. I think that's just so special and cool. Shattered Love part-time off their album Spell Six. Every song on that album is incredible. And on top of that, I think Ariel Pink does do a track with the band. So that's also really fun. I'm joined here in studio with my lovely friend Michael, and we're going to be talking about Netflix shows. Michael, hello.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, tell me about Netflix and what you're watching.
I just finished watching Sex Education. Did you watch that?
I have not. Is that
pretty good?
Yeah, it's a series.
Yeah.
How many episodes?
Oh, like 12 or something.
Yeah.
It's one season. It's because it's new. Yeah, it's pretty good. I recommend it.
Yeah. I forgot to mention in the news, but the reason why I brought up Umbrella Academy is that it's renewed for its second season.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, it's
good.
Yeah. So, you're saying Sex Education, it's like it's only one season that's out, or two?
It's one right now.
But
it's a new show, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who knows?
You know what I really love about Netflix is that I went away from Netflix for about a year, and then I came back, and there was so much more programming on there. And fun story, I would actually get Netflix just to watch House of Cards and then cancel my subscription as soon as I was done watching it. Like, that was the reason why I would go on Netflix. And now I'm like, ooh, I'm kind of sticking around.
Yeah,
for
I was going to ask, was this before or after the Kevin Spacey news?
I mean, okay, so here's the deal. I actually just finished watching House of Cards for the second time. The first time when it came out in, what was it, November or something like that? It was like right, yeah.
Heck if I know.
Yeah, no, it came out in November, the final season, and I didn't like it. And then I watched it again. I was like, it's okay. But I really wish they had Kevin Spacey in it. And I think it sucks that he wasn't in it. And it's obviously like a shitty thing that he did, right? But it's like the story just wasn't the same. because how could it be the same? Because one of the most centralized figures who should be coming back as even a ghost, or like there was no evidence of him he didn't even, like, there was no voiceovers. There was no narration. There was nothing, not even an image of him in the final season. So it really kind of, like, sucked, because there was a lot of stuff that you just wanted to hear. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get too far into it, but there's just, like, a lot of stuff that just didn't feel resolved because he wasn't in it.
Do you think they should have just ended it? Or...
Well, no, because then it would have sucked even more, because then he wouldn't have at least gotten some kind of ending. Yeah. But the ending we got was just like, it wasn't enough. But maybe that's what made it so good, is that then it allows you to think, right? And then, I don't know, if you're that obsessed, you fan fiction it. So you didn't watch House of Cards?
No.
Weird.
I also haven't seen Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, all these shows everyone watches.
Me too. I haven't seen Game of Thrones at all. I should. There's a lot of shows that I just don't watch because I just don't have the time to.
Yeah. Well, you watched House of Cards twice.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, that's because it's actually really good. And it's he didn't do the last season. Actually, I think the last couple seasons. Anywho, I'm not here to sit around and chit-chat all day, but I am here to talk about Netflix, and we did. And we're going to move on. We're going to be listening to Waiting for Something, Jay Retard, on Andyland Radio. Sorry, there's someone wearing Blundstones in the building. If you are wearing Blundstones, honey, you cannot be out partying. That's my PSA. Back to Waiting for Something, Jay Retard.
I'm sitting. I'm sitting. I'm sitting. I'm sitting. I'm sitting. I'm sitting.
Honey, get rid of those Blundstones, darling. Blundstones are not for a Wednesday night. You need some high heels, maybe some Chuck Taylors, but no Blundstones. Waiting for Something, Jay Retard. I will get you if you wear Blundstones out on a Wednesday night. Back to Jay Retard. Wear a high heel, maybe, or even a pump or a stiletto. Or, honey, if you need a flat, wear a flat. If you need an orthopedic, wear an orthopedic. If you need some New Balance that is something your dad will wear, honey, wear them. But do not wear a Blundstone on a Wednesday night, darling, to the club. Some Blundstones to the club.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sex work is work. Don't forget it. My pronouns are he, him, his, but she, if you're feeling extra sassy. There is no such thing as reverse discrimination, just a bunch of racist white people. Tax the rich, damn it! And don't wear Blundstones on a damn Wednesday! Bad brains sailing on Andy Land Radio. Kids, that's it. We gotta go. We gotta get out of here. But before I do, please do not forget, whatever you're doing, donate some money to us, 604-822-8648, CITR.ca/donate. If I make $500, I will streak the legislature, and it will be a sight for sore eyes, let me tell you, because I have not been working out, and I've been eating an awful lot of Cheetos, let me tell you. Whatever you're doing, too, if you're in the States, please keep your eyes peeled for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she is fabulous, and I love her. And my favorite, Beto O'Rourke. He's really fun. So there you go. Look, I had fun. You had fun. If you want to catch more episodes, you can always go to AndyLandRadio.com. They're all there. And as I always say to you, goodnight, see tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndyLandRadio.com. Andy Land Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.
This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.